This program was first broadcast on Arrow FM, Wairarapa's only community access media station, and shared on Access Media with the support of New Zealand On Air.
Hello guys, we're back for another round of My Wavelength, so let's get straight into it, shall we? Welcome to My Wavelength.
Yeah, boy. Needless to say, stumbling away, slowly learning that life is okay. Say after me, life's no better to be safe than sorry.
G'day, g'day, welcome to My Wavelength. You're here with Liam Blathwaite, showcasing the artist you may or may not have heard of. Oh, it's been a while. Welcome to My Wavelength. And today, we are episode 106, and I love being back. It has been so long, and I cannot remember everything that I have done. But I do remember a hearty, hearty Christmas episode. So, let's get straight into it with our first song. It is Touch Back Down by Ocean Ellie, which I love. It's a new song for me that I've heard from them. And I did a bit of a deep dive in Ocean Ellie, the Australian band. And they're just amazing. So here it is, Touch Back Down.
Oh, soon won't be long until we touch back the show where we play everything all year round.
Yep, that is correct. We play everything all year round. Maybe not Christmas songs, but we did that last episode, the Christmas episode. So I think you've had a decent showing of Christmas stuff. So let us kick back into the new music that I found this week. Well, actually, the whole of December, because I've been searching the whole of December and January for new music to play for you guys that I thought is amazing, and I love it. So we've got this episode, and we've got maybe next episode, I'm not sure what's going on, but next episode there is another set of songs fully there, and a half. So you will get some more played music, some music that is usually played on the playlist quite a lot. And you can also have a look at my Spotify playlist, which is called My Wavelength's Big Collection, and it's got the My Wavelength logo on there, so you'll be easy to find it. So I'm very rusty today. So let's move on to our next song. It is Glitching by St. Jin, and we love St. Jin the American. He is a lovely guy, and he does a lot of emotion in his songs. So here is Glitching. He's really turned a new leaf with this one, I think.
I'm a glitch. Feel like we've been through this before, or am I tripping? It don't feel different. My mind is slipping. Is it past or a premonition? Girl, I feel crazy. This ain't how the Lord made me. Still my baby, I ask myself this daily, and can you go slowly when you leave? Can you go slowly? You take a leap. I'm letting go slowly. Let's make believe.
Glitching by St. Jin. And now we have a wonderful song that I was recommended to by a friend, actually. It is called Detachment by Patasinski and R.J. Patterson. Now, this is a very oddball of a song. I don't know very much about them because they're a very, very small creator. But what I do know is their song Detachment is a very starts off very, very rocky, a rock vibe, and then it turns into a very almost techno-y type jobby. So here it is, Detachment. We'll be right back. attachment, and we now have a local artist. Yes, a local artist who has gone international on the international stage, and that is Lady Hawk with her song My Delirium. Now, she is a Macedonian girl. She did grow up here, and she's a lovely, lovely person, and she always likes to hear that her music is being played at home. Because, what New Zealander hasn't heard of Lady Hawk? Well, probably not you guys. 2000s music is where she's based at. Doing stuff like that. 2000s and 2010s music is what she's mostly known for. So, yeah, she always does these techno-y type beats, but she always goes back to her roots. I was told that she started off by doing quite dark pieces, but over the coming years she's decided to mellow a bit, like most female artists. So, here it is, My Delirium.
Hey, you're playing with my delirium. music array so vast you'll never hear those 10 songs together again.
Yes, that is true. You'll never hear these same 10 songs ever again in that order. Ever again. Those same 10 songs. You will never hear them in the same episode. Hopefully. That is the hope. So, let us move on to the next song, an 80s classic, It's My Life by Talk Talk. Now, I hooked onto this in December, and I really, really loved this track, just how moody and emotional it was. I seriously like this song. It is a true piece of art, and it reminds me of the beach. Even though the music video is all about animals and things like that, it doesn't really fit to me, but I really think it conveys a really interesting message. So I'll let you figure that out for yourself. Here it is, It's My Life by Talk Talk.
To Carlos Santana, from the 70s all the way up to now.
Yes, that's my wavelength. And, well, that was My Life, It's My Life by Talk Talk. And we now have another party tune. It is Fall at Your Feet by Cyril and Dean Lewis. Now, I'm pretty sure this is a remix. And I know there is an original out there. I can't seem to find it just yet. I will have a look and see if I can find it in the near future. But here is the wonderful song, Fall at Your Feet, by Cyril and Dean Lewis. Have a look at it.
I'm really close tonight, and I feel like I'm moving inside her. Lying in the dark, and I think that I'm beginning to know her. Let it go, I'll be there when you call. And whenever I fall at your feet, you let your tears rain down on me. Whenever I touch your slow turning pain, whenever I fall. I'll be waiting when you call. And whenever I fall at your feet, you let your tears rain down on me. Whenever I touch your slow turning pain, whenever I fall.
Right, that was Fall at Your Feet by Cyril and Dean Lewis. Now, we've got another song. Here it is. I'm Not Gonna Miss You by Glen Campbell and Elton John. Now, you may, if you're a long-time listener, have heard this song countless of times, but this one's different. Because this song that I'm about to play you is not from Elton John's 2020 lockdown sessions. It is from Glen Campbell's Ghost on the Canvas. I'm pretty sure that's what it is. Ghost on the Canvas. Yes. Yep, Ghost on the Canvas sessions. And this is a very, very big homage to Glen Campbell, the wonderful country star, and it certainly pays good tribute to him. It's one of the last songs Glen Campbell did, and I read a lot of things about Glen Campbell saying that a lot of the artists featured on this album that he did, the final album, they really helped him try and get it out. So it was one last hurrah from Glen Campbell. So here it is, the very, very final song of Glen Campbell is I'm Not Gonna Miss You. So here it is.
Yet I'm gone. I don't play guitar or sing my songs. It never defined who I am. The man that loved you till the end. You're the last person I will love. You're the last face I will recall. And best of all, I'm not gonna miss you. Not gonna miss you. Never gonna hold you like I did. I'll say I love you to the kids. You're never gonna see it in my eyes.
The show where we play everything all year round.
Yes, that's what we do. We play everything all year round. Okay, so that was I'm Not Gonna Miss You by Glen Campbell and Elton John from Glen Campbell's album Ghost of on the Camper on the Ghost on the Canvas Sessions. Man, I can't speak today. So let's move on to a 80s classic. It is one of, oh, 80s, 70s. Oh, damn. One of These Nights by the Eagles. Oh, wow. So, I love the Eagles. It's what I grew up on. I really love the Eagles. So, let's have One of These Nights, because one of these, I'm having one of these days, but One of These Nights, I don't know. So here it is. One of These Nights by the Eagles.
We'll be right back.
Right, that was One of These Nights by the Eagles. And now we have a wonderful track called Nothing You Can Do About It by Earplay. And it is a song from the 80s, like the sob rock era. And Earplay was a duo that was basically a one-album wonder. So they only did about an album, a few songs, probably an EP, and that was all they did. But I stumbled across them from, I think it was Rude Juice Volume 1. Again, I'm still picking up tracks from that mix, because they're so good. So let us hit you with Nothing You Can Do About It.
Nothing you can the show that makes people wonder what's next.
Yeah, we always wonder what is next, and what is next? Our final song. It is Metamodernity by Venture. Now, Venture are a very interesting artist that I've come across, and I always usually dig up some very interesting people. And Venture is one of them. So, here it is, Metamodernity. Metamodernity, and I'm out of here. Well, feedback is always appreciated. Feedback is always wanted. And I'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.